I know. Look at me, pressing buttons. I'm nowhere near ready. We're just going to jump in. Do it. That's the way we do it, because we're doing it. It's Do Talk. We're doing that as well this week. Walk and Talk Support Group happening this Sunday. Longest day. Father's Day. Summer's solstice. And I think we got a plan. I think we've forged a plan, in the sense that some bloke's going to bring his forge and he's going to make stuff with metal out of fire. Or is it make stuff out of fire with metal? I don't know. Either way, you mix them together, and I'm going to make me door number 19. No. 19. Anyway, Dude Talk. It's happening this Sunday, or it just happened, if you're listening next week, which will be this week, and that'll be gone as well. Everything goes. It's all history. This is all history, what I'm going to bring you today. Why do I do it? Because I like it, and it puts me in a happy place. And 10 minutes is just like a little bolt of thank you very much. And I got bored doing what else I was doing. Last week we were talking about Louis and from The Kingsman. We finished off with that song, and I was saying it was banned by the FBI. They had their reasons, no doubt stemming from their own bizarre satanic rituals. But anyway, they surmised that Louis was in fact an obscenity and spent 2 years pursuing The Kingsman. Can you believe that song is banned for weeks or something? I don't know. It eventually got to number one. But it is the best thing I find all about this. It was written by Richard Berry in 1955. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Recorded and redubbed countless times as well. Probably the best appearance it ever made, in my mind anyway, was Animal House. Yeah, but the lesser known appearance was Robert Plant's version in Wayne's World 2. Yeah, I didn't see that one. I'd like to have done, but I didn't. So we're just going to move along the bus and get on with some, I don't know what we're going to go. I think we've got three more news stories for you from back in the day. I'm just going to have a slurp of tea, and I'll be back with you in about 'Tis a good one. This is one for the frog. Absolutely bizarre. You'll remember this. It was the week where Prince Harry was designated to organise William Stag Night, where rumours predicted a wild night fueled with all the trappings only Max Mosley's family could relate to. That all happened, but also on the same night, rutting himself on the wild side was a fella called Peter Buck, 35, age irrelevant. But he was dressed as Larry the Lamb, who was set on fire at a fancy dress party and put out by his friend Paul Bison, who in turn was dressed as Jesus. This all took place at the Drunkard Duck in Guernsey. It's brilliant. Police addressed this incident as divine intervention. Oh, but it was Peter. This is the best bit, though. What a wally. A woolly, in fact, though. He spent hours gluing cotton wool to his body, then let a friend see him alight to see what happened. He went up like a Christmas tree, wandered out into the road, and was narrowly missed by a passing car. Mr. Bison... Hello, we've got some blue circle business going on. Mr. Bison went on to his aid... Mr. Bison went under his aid and smothered him, dousing the flames. Mr. Buck passed out, then woke up 8 hours later in hospital, minus two fingers. Dyslexic police officer PWC Bullock said there were inflammable migrating circumstances surrounding events. I've got echoes going on left, right and centre. Hold on. Right, back on track, I think. This is entitled Case Closed, which it was and should have been, and probably never should have been opened in the first place. It's Irishman Donald Kinsella, who received an £8.5 million payout for mitigating circumstances surrounding a nude sleepwalk into his secretary's room during a work trip. All right, you're with us. The incident spurred Kenmore Resources, the mining firm they worked for, to release a press statement saying, "Something juicy going on in the jungle. Mr. Kinsella tried to jump the secretary." The defence described the compensation as off the Richter scale. Even the judge was surprised. "Correct me if I'm mistaken," he says. This is the judge. "Correct me if I'm mistaken. But you have awarded compensation damages of 9 million euros and agitated damages of 1 million euros. Donald beamed. Unbelievable. He was the one that got off and got the 9 million. The bloke who in his nudeness sleepwalked into his secretary's bed. Anyway, he said, "I'm delighted my name is cleared. At least we can now put this to bed." Honestly, you thought that was bizarre. It gets even weirder. Paul the other one is what this is all about. And a Swedish headmaster who approved students' naked video down on the farm. Right. Peter Gustafsson from the Natural Resources Use Program High School. What? Natural Resources Use. That's the name of this high school. He said the 8-minute film, Father's Daughter, is a true portrayal of normal life. The film starts with a man in bed with two women, all naked. Then the two women are replaced by two other nude women. Then it fast forwards to two naked women, bound and gagged, being led off in the back of a truck. Other scenes focus on a half-naked man in a pig pen and women flashing their boobs at cows. This is a school video, the school project. "This kind of thing happens all the time," said Peter, the headmaster. "There's nothing wrong with being naked. That's still allowed." Hang on, I'm just turning the page. Oh, that's it. He's got a point. I go on to say, he goes on to say, "I think the film is rather nice, actually. No one is drunk. There is no alcohol, no drugs. It's just a bunch of kids having fun." Yeah, and no nipples or genitalia were shown or indeed harmed in the film. It's absolutely bonkers. I love it. I love this as well. This is something I should have done some research into, but I haven't. But off the bat, I think I can recall it's not as I try to look up Hayley Cole, but Kaylee Hall. Kaylee Hall, my friend keeps sending me her music and it's brilliant. Like, it's really brilliant. It reminds me a little bit of First Aid Kit. So I've been kind of following her, Kaylee Hall, for some time over the last year or so. She's a fantastic singer. Now, as I recall, she's doing a fundraising gig in Fox Towers in Chorley next week, Saturday the 27th of June. If you happen to be about, get yourself down there. There's a bunch of other live performers. Octane, I think, is one. But it's all for a good cause, raising some loot for something that I can't remember. I better ask my mate John to reply to the social medias when I post this. Anyway, it's going to be a good event. It's at Foxtails in Chorley next Saturday, 27th of June. This is Kaylee Hall, who will be performing there, and it's called Terrified. It's beauty. I like it.
I'm terrified that maybe you would want RadioPrimco.com.
Beautiful, isn't it? Keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it RadioPrimco.com.